Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Joining me today is Crossroads Dance. Please introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Brittany Gaither, and I am the Artistic Director of Crossroads Dance and Dean.
Okay.
I am Nicole Dean, and I am the Performance Coordinator of Crossroads Dance and Dean.
And I am Daniela Conti, and I am the Chair of Marketing and Social Media for Crossroads Dance and Dean.
Well, thank you so much, all of you, Brittany, Nicole, and Daniela, for joining me today at the Roundtable. My partner in crime, Sarah E., has a full-time job at Connor Prairie, so she's not with us today. But I'm so excited to have you here. You're our first dance company. So let's get right to it. When did you guys first kind of know you were going to want to get together to form this dance company, Crossroads Dance?
So we started over five years ago now, which is crazy. None of the ladies that you're talking to today were actually there 5 years ago. It was started by four girls who just really wanted a chance to dance. And while the indie dance scene is awesome, they just wanted more. And so they started meeting together. They realized that they were a group of girls who had other jobs, who couldn't necessarily like make a full-time commitment to something, but like really cared about performing, had dance in their blood, had danced their whole lives, wanted to dance. And so they were getting together once a week and only truly performing once a year at Indie Fringe, which Indie Fringe is awesome, but it was just once a year in August. About a year later, I joined. So I joined in there in the second year of Crossroads. Over the next like 2 years, we like continued kind of that same pattern. And when I feel like a real shift happened was Indie Fringe 2018. It's just the combination of girls who were there at the time, the combination of dancers who were present at the time, felt like this real motivation and really like artistically driven to be like, this is more than just like a once a week for fun and once a year. Like, we want to do more. And so then at that point, there was four of us who kind of took the helm, started spending like hours together creating more and becoming an actual thing. So that was when we started applying for our non-for-profit. And so then in 2019, we officially got our non-for-profit status, which was a huge game changer. And that was really like, for some reason, Fringe 2018, you know, when you just got the right amount of people and the right performances that happened, we got a lot of good feedback that year. We got reviewed in the paper, and that just kind of catapulted us into like, we need to do more. And so then like in 2019, we performed 10 times.
Wow. Going from one to 10, that's a huge difference.
That was really like, that was kind of our time frame. And ever since then, we've just gone in a completely, I wouldn't say a new direction, but like a trajectory faster. Yeah.
Passion takes you the craziest places, doesn't it? I think your story is so interesting because our little nonprofit kind of started the same way. It was born out of the love of certain projects that Sarah E. and I were doing. And I was like, man, we just need to make this into a nonprofit and do more. We wanted to do more. So I totally identify with that. But I know from experience that journey is not always easy. I liken the arts journey, no matter whether you're an individual or an organization, to riding a roller coaster. It has its highs and it has its lows. So I'm wondering if you guys could talk a little bit about some of your experiences that stand out either as a high or a low, you know.
I think I'll take that question.
All right.
So I think kind of piggybacking off of what Brittany was talking about with how Crossroads was formed, some of our biggest challenges and obstacles comes from the fact that we're not a traditional dance company where all of our dance is their full-time job. So we have to be very smart about scheduling and being flexible with our dancers' schedules day to day. We have to be very smart with our time when we're in rehearsal, because if we're only in the studio once a week and we're putting together an hour-long show, for example, we can't waste any time in the studio. And we have to work with our dancers and give them a lot of responsibility and put a lot of trust in them that they're going to put time in after we're in the studio and really be dedicated to practicing on their own, which we haven't had issues with.
Yeah.
I think we're really great in that all of our dancers, even though dance might not be their career, they are very dedicated and very passionate about Crossroads. I think that is also one of the biggest advantages we have, that we can recruit people who aren't necessarily traditional dancers. We look for dancers with professional and pre-professional training, but those dancers also want to balance being in a company with having a career.
Sure.
So I think that's opened a lot of doors for us too in networking, because we have dancers in different a lot of different fields mm-hmm. and careers.
Well, if you welcome all kinds of walks of life into your company, then you're getting people who are doing this, like you've been saying, out of passion and out of the desire to do it more, but also balancing that with their personal lives, their careers, and other career. Oh gosh, my mind just went blank. I can't think of the word. I'm sorry. I'm a two-stroke survivor, so sometimes my words just fly away. But I want to say genres, and that's not right, or like disciplines, you know, other careers, you know.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, but that's I understand what you're saying, and I think that makes your organization sound very welcoming to people who want dance in their lives, and
yes.
they have that professional training and everything, but it might not be something that they're doing full time, and that's so important, I think, in our community to have that as an organizational opportunity for people. So, yay! Anything else on your highs and lows, and anything else you want to say about that?
Yeah, I think in the past year, and Brittany kind of touched on some of these, we've had so many highs. We have accomplished, as she mentioned, we've become a 501c3. Also this past year we became an official partner with Arts for Lawrence.
Oh, that's great. Yay. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's been a huge opportunity because they are giving us a space to not only rehearse in, but perform in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And that is one of the other biggest obstacles that we've run into, because performance space and rehearsal space is not cheap.
No, it's not. Yeah.
It is not. Yeah. So partnering with them has given us that opportunity to rehearse possibly multiple times a week,
yeah.
And to have more flexibility in when we can rehearse, because if we're in, as we previously were, in another dance studio and they have their classes happening in the evenings,
yeah.
it's difficult for us to get in there too. So.
Yeah.
Really been helpful in planning for the future as well, because now we don't have to work around other schedules, like a theater schedule. So that's been
great.
Really
that's wonderful. I love that things have moved in that direction for you guys, because I think having support from a city and the organizations in the city that support the arts and culture things are just so, it's just so important. It makes all the difference in the world. So that's great. Yay. But I know with, like a lot of the, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is how you've altered what you've been doing with the COVID-19 pandemic, because, and you were talking about, you know, rehearsal space, and that's dance is, unless you're doing a solo, you know, if you have a dance company, you got people together. So I did want to ask about, you know, COVID-19's impact and how you're adjusting to that.
Yeah, so with that, it's just like everyone is, ever evolving and changing and being flexible. And I think the great thing about being a modern dance artist myself, and we have people of different genres, is I love improvisation. So I'm ready to change on a dime.
Yay! Let's hear it for that.
So I started with first going virtual completely, mm-hmm. being like, okay, you know, everyone's in quarantine, but we're going to stay connected. We're going to stay creating. We're going to stay working our bodies, our minds, our creative efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to we did that virtually. So we still would meet virtually, which was great because in the height of quarantine, you just miss those people so much. And so it was great.
Yeah.
And we're looking for unique and exploring other opportunities of performance, you know? So we can't do a traditional performance in a theater, but it's pushed us to find different virtual performance opportunities. So lately we've been doing something where we're creating like a minute or less of choreography that we can post on social media. And we've been saying, oh, what's a traditional venue? Well, what can we do that's not traditional? What are different ways? Can a venue be outside in a spaced out area? Can a venue be online? Can, you know, just all these different things about what can it be, and really exploring that. And so having the limitations of COVID has really like pushed us to be creative even more so, and like trying to see it as a fun challenge versus something that defeats us.
Yeah, and so that's the healthiest way to look at it, because otherwise you kind of go down the dark abyss of depression and anxiety. Yeah. And I totally respect and understand what you're talking about and doing, because we've done the same thing, and we started going more digital and more virtual last year before COVID-19 because we lost our venue space. It got it got sold, and so we rebranded, and you know, I knew right away I wanted to focus a lot more on digital opportunities for the artistic community. And I love that you have, you know, already thought of some very short segments of dance, and I gotta selfishly say, send me some and I'll put them on our website. We have, I think we've already talked in email about our revolving kind of showcase of arts showcase online exhibits. Would love to have little videos of your dance stuff up on those whenever it's applicable. If you want to submit to that, that would be great. So I think it sounds like you guys have got such a great spirit and attitude in the midst of this disastrous situation that we're in. And that's very encouraging to all the dancers and artists out there that we can help support. So I hope that we can continue our efforts talking to each other, because I really feel like the more that we can talk to each other, and I mean we as the global community, the more we're all going to get through this pandemic situation with healthy spirits and souls, and so that when we can come together and watch you guys perform in person, which would be awesome, then it's just going to be all the more better. And so I hope that we can continue to do that with each other, and I wish you guys all the best with everything that you're doing with your dance company. It sounds wonderful, and I've been on the website. I know all about it. By the way, audience, the website is crossroadsdanceindy.com, correct? Am I right? Did I get it? Okay. Yay.
Yes.
Yay. Is there anything else you want to tell us about what's on the artistic horizon for you?
Yeah. So if you find us on Facebook, we are like pretty regularly doing the 1 minute segments. We're doing those every other week. Yeah. Check out our Facebook. It'll probably post on Tuesdays because we record on Mondays.
Okay.
That's up to Danny. Do check out our Facebook page because stuff is going there all the time.
Okay.
We do have a show that is scheduled tentatively for March in Arts for Lawrence. It keeps getting pushed back, so it won't say any official dates at the moment.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, right?
But yeah, artistically, I would say two big things for us. In this virtual world, we're looking, and actually in all worlds,
sure.
We're looking for other people, other artist mediums that want to create with us. So like our artistic horizons is really pushing us. We're seeking photographers. We're looking for visual artists to collaborate because like Nicole mentioned earlier, it's pushing us to think about new ways to do things. And so we really wanted to like start pushing the limits of bringing different artistic mediums together because that's kind of where we feel these not to be punny, but crossroads.
Yeah. The art's growing. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So we're definitely looking for any artists who are seeking to collaborate with us.
Okay.
We'd love you to reach out either on our Facebook page or Instagram or through email at crossroadsdanceindy@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then secondly, we're always looking for opportunities. We know that a lot of festivals have been put on hold, but we love performing at any outdoor festivals right now that are happening. So that's really what we're shooting for, is anything that's open, we want to be there.
All right. Well, we as Community Education Arts will try to encourage other artists and other organizations to contact you and partner up with you, because I think that, you know, this whole COVID-19 thing has done us all a great service in a way, in that we realize even more than we did before that we're all in this world together, and working together promotes all of us. And so I sincerely thank the three of you for taking the time today to join me at the round table and tell us a little bit about Crossroads Dance. I really enjoyed learning about it. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
This has been At the Round Table with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Round Table.